Hey, what's going on, everybody? If you haven't already, go to Amazon.com. My new book, Angst and Hope, is now available in paperback and electronic form. Do me a favor. Go to Amazon.com, Angst and Hope, Protest, Pandemic, and Politics. Sometimes we have to look back in order to determine our way forward. Angst and Hope, available in paperback as well as electronic form. Get it at Amazon.com. Thanks. And now, the Humanity Matters podcast.
Welcome to the Humanity Matters podcast, where we discuss and reflect on faith and philosophy, leadership and social issues. We want to engage in ideas and what it means to be a free human being in the pursuit of human flourishing. For more information, please visit our website, philipfletcher.org. And now, the Humanity Matters podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Dr. Philip Fletcher here with another episode of Humanity Matters podcast. And we are continuing on with our series, Legendary Quotes for Human Being. And today we are in part four, in the final part of looking at Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. I would encourage you to just Google that poem. I'll also put the poem in the show notes. But If is a very good poem, especially as we're thinking about PTSD, mental illness, anxiety, as we're thinking about how to deal with the difficult moments in life, how to respond, what to do, what not to do, how to reflect on ourselves. And so in this final part of the poem, If, I want to pull out this line in which Rudyard Kipling states, and I quote, "If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run." I'll say it again. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run. So one of my struggles when life presents difficulties is determining how to respond in the middle of those moments. Like I've previously said, isolation seems like to be my thing. I retreat, I like to be by myself. And that can be good, but at some point, you have to come out of that isolation or whatever that flight mechanism is. And you have to move forward. You have to make a decision on what to do and how to respond in the midst of those difficult moments. So the first thing we see is Rudyard Kipling identifies that there's going to be some difficult moments in life. It's going to be unforgiving. It's going to demand so much. It won't let you go. So life will present very hard moments, which upon reflection, though, were short. The unforgiving minute. He doesn't say an hour or half a day or a year, but simply 60 seconds. And when we're in difficult moments, when that anxiety rises up, when we are triggered by a memory of trauma, in our present day, it can seem as if it is going on forever. But in the grand scheme and scope of life, it's short. It's fleeting. It is that unforgiving minute. So in the middle of the moment, that difficult moment, there can be a series of smaller moments, which are, you know, extracting a toll on your mental and emotional well-being. In this larger moment that is short, within that larger moment, there are shorter, smaller moments that are nipping at you. Emotionally, they're nipping at you. Psychologically, even physically. That's the unforgiving minute. The unforgiving minute is not willing, if we think about it, it's not willing to offer you the release that is necessary, but rather keep you in the presence of anxiety and in some form of debt. That's what unforgiveness is. You're in debt to something or someone else. So the question on the table is, what control can you exercise in the face of this unforgiving minute? So, again, Kipling says, if you can feel the unforgiving minute. So there's some agency. There's agency that he has identified. We can feel the unforgiving minute with something. And he says, 60 seconds worth of distance run. Can we match the unforgiving minute's energy? Can we stand up? Can we look the unforgiving moment in the face and exercise some level of human agency? So Carl Jung stated this, and I'm quoting, "I'm not what happened to me. I'm what I choose to become," close quote. So I need to match the moment. This is my encouragement to you. Match the moment. Need to recognize that the unforgiving minute should not have the demand on your life. Rather, you have the opportunity to put within this moment something to help you endure and come out on the other side. To finish the race. To complete the course, to cross the finish line like that runner who has run the marathon, who has expended all that he or she has, and those hands go up, you break across that tape, and if need be, you fall on the other side of that line. But you filled that unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of, I'm not going to be defeated, this is not going to triumph over me. So this begs the question, with what do I feel this moment? So my encouragement to you is love yourself first. Love yourself. You're unique. You're remarkable. You're unrepeatable. There's no one going to be like you. You're sacred. Love yourself. The second thing is acknowledge the moment. Acknowledge the difficulty. Acknowledge that this moment that I am in is difficult. It is hard. But it's not going to triumph over me. I'm going to feel the moment. And so lastly, it's moving from talking about the solution and executing the solution. If you can feel the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run.
Hey, if you found something of value, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Find us on Facebook at Dr. Philip Fletcher. Find us on Twitter at Phil Fletcher. And as always, visit us on the website philipfletcher.org.